Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 26th year on the air. Delighted that you have joined us. A new study shows that leading companies that amplified their technology investments during the COVID-19 pandemic have significantly extended their growth advantage over their competitors. Here to tell us more is the Integrated Global Services Lead with Accenture, and that's Ramath Venkataraman. Ramath, did I get close to your name? And welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Pretty close. Ramnath is the name. And I just realized you said 26 years you've been running this, and I've been with Accenture for 26 years. So you pretty much started the time I started with Accenture.
Very good. So we have that in common as well. So neither of us are just out of the woodwork, as they say. we've been doing this for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about the whole take the lead. I love the make the leap, take the lead report title. That's awesome.
There's a cue in the name, Dave. But before I go there, you spoke about we've been around for a long time. There are people in my team who think I'm part of furniture at Accenture. So I've been here for that long. So I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, but I choose to take it as a good sign.
Yeah, me too. And I can relate. So yes, exactly. My staff feels the same way oftentimes.
Make the leap, take the lead is a little bit of the name is the clue there, right? So make the leap is organizations that really had the courage to make the leap in making the investments, having a right strategic approach as far as technology is concerned, are reaping the benefit by taking the leap. And that's really what that research is saying. And if I may give a very short summary of what that research, how did we go about doing the research and what the outcome was, and then maybe we can have a more detailed conversation around that, if
sure.
That's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely, please.
Yeah. So the research was across over 4,000 respondents, split equally between stakeholders who are in the business, which is C-suite in the business, and the CIO, CTO, CDO organization. So mix of C-suite senior stakeholders who are in organizations, both on the business side and on the technology side. And what did we ask as part of this research? We asked respondents to come back and say, how quickly are you embracing the latest and greatest as far as technology changes are concerned? And we had a series of detailed questions that we asked them. Second, we asked them about the depth of embracing those technologies. It's not just about doing a small pilot or a minimum viable product, but really the depth of embracing technology. And the third was, is that a pervasive organizational culture within the organizations as they look at the depth of technology adoption? And these were all responses that they reported back to us. And as they reported back to us, we looked at, is there a correlation between people who are embracing and adopting technology and who consider themselves to be leaders and business performance? And we, mind you, we did this twice, once in 2019, which was the first time we did this along the same set of questions that we asked. And then we repeated it in 2021. And in 2019, the response showed a very strong correlation between respondents who thought they were very good at embracing technology and the pervasiveness of technology and business performance. So the top 10% of the respondents were growing twice as fast as far as revenue is concerned over the bottom 25%, twice.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big number.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Okay, so that's a pretty big gap. Then fast forward, the pandemic hit us, world changed. We're all living in a new reality, which none of us imagined. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go back and do a check. And we re-ran research across a very broad set of organizations. And mind you, this covered a spectrum of industries, pretty much the broad suite of all industries. And it had geographical coverage and different sizes of organizations. So we redid the the research in December, January, 2020, 2021. And the research correlation with the business performance, we did it again to see what happened to the leaders, what happened to the laggards. Very clearly, we were expecting that leaders would have continued to do well. And surprise, surprise, they did well. But the astonishing part was the gap increased from 2x to 5x. So people who considered themselves as leaders were growing in revenue terms at five times the pace of organizations where leaders consider themselves to be as at the bottom 25%. So the gap widened quite dramatically. So that told us a story that if you invest in technology, have the right system strength, and make the right decisions on focusing on technology to drive growth rather than to keep the lights on, which is really sustaining your existing business, that has quantum impact on the business. Then we said, okay, is this winner takes all? Is this something that the top 10% will continue to widen their gap and the opportunity to catch up is limited for others? The research threw up another surprise to us. There is another big category, which I'm most excited about, called leapfroggers that emerged. And that's another 18% of the overall population. And what they did during this period was to really sharpen their pencils and focus on investments in technology and drive it as a structured strategy. And they started growing at 4x. And there are now enough examples of organizations that have done that. They started growing at four times the pace as the laggards, which means that you can have a breakaway group, but it takes a lot of structured approach, top-down thinking, with a plan for executing your investments in technology and carrying your people as you make those investments for it to work. So two big call-outs, Dave. One is the gap between leaders and laggards widened quite dramatically from two times to five times. And it's not winner takes all. There is a nice breakaway group that's coming, which is also growing at 4x and starting to challenge the leaders. So those were two big call-outs from the research.
You bring up some very cool points, Ramnath. And one of the things, of course, technology has undeniably become indispensable to business success. And to your point, you have to be taking that lead. You can't just sit back and it's almost like any business that says, well, now we've opened the business, we're waiting for business to come to us. Well, it doesn't work that way. You've got to go get it sometimes. You've got to really utilize all of the resources you have, especially as it relates to technology, in order to grow your business. And I think the results that you guys came up with in that study are truly fascinating, and I guess in some cases, not surprising. Did those results surprise you, or was it something that you and your team pretty much expected?
I expected that the gap would stay between leaders and laggards, and there would be some correlation, which is, but I did not expect the gap to be five times. Hmm. I did not expect that it will widen. And clearly, on retrospect, there are enough indications that what happened when the pandemic hit? When the pandemic hit, business very quickly became even more reliant on technology than it was in the past. Accenture has 500,000 people. We used to come to office every day. That changed dramatically, and all of us went online. We're all talking on Zoom. Mm-hmm. My mother, my 78-year-old mother, teaches me how to operate Zoom, which I didn't know, right? We are in a Teams environment. And she's teaching me tricks and tips of operating on Zoom. So technology became even more relevant in the pandemic, and it really accelerated the difference. While a lot of organizations invested in technology just to survive, a lot of others who had already done the investments and had the foundation actually thrived. And that's really the big difference, right? So number of organizations that had invested in cloud, the leaders actually accelerated their investments by 70%. So which means they're building on a foundation that's already there, while others, even if they make their investment, are just pouring their money into building that foundation. And that's really what mattered the most.
Awesome. And during this pandemic as well, in this last year, how have the leading companies made strides?
If you look at the research and the outcome of that, there are really two fundamental things that emerge. One, system strength, which means the foundation of the strength of your technology investments is a big critical criteria in driving you towards becoming a leader. So have you invested in the cloud? Have you made the right investments in AI? Have you really focused on IoT? Have you driven the right degree of automation? Have you leveraged machine learning, both top-down and bottom-up machine learning technologies is key. So system strength is a big factor in driving growth. Second is, are you focusing on that spend? If you're spending $100 on technology, are you really using that $100 to keep the lights on of the existing business? Or are you saying, I'm going to invest in newer things to create business growth? Santander is a great example of that. They're a bank focused in countries which were heavily impacted by the pandemic. A lot of business in Latin America, a lot of business in continental Europe, especially Spain. And they made a conscious decision to invest along with Microsoft to create a platform for their online banking channel. And they started integrating disparate systems into the Azure platform and create a backbone that really yielded them big results as the pandemic hit, based on system strength being at the core of what they did. On flipping and creating the right investments, there are a number of examples who really said, okay, I don't want to spend money on my existing estate and keeping it running the way it is, but I want to thrive and grow and redirect my investments into things that are going to generate growth. And Santander is again a great example of that. Carrefour is a great example of that.
I like how you referenced, are they spending money to just keep the lights on, or are they investing? Are they digging deeper and making the right decisions? And especially, as you mentioned, especially like with your company, how everybody started working from home. So there really is no physical lights to keep on in many of these businesses over the last year. Yet you've got to continue to innovate, and you have to continue to invest in the company's future. So I think that's probably an even better analogy than I would have thought. You know, yeah, you don't want to just keep the lights on in that sense. You don't want to just maintain status quo. You've got to move forward.
I mean, look at what Best Buy did. I mean, they, when the pandemic hit, they used all their big box shops to become distribution centers and migrated all their volumes to an online channel. That was a brilliant leverage of technology and very quick changes. So there are so many such examples of, if you make the right investments, have the right strategic approach, you reap the benefits, which is why make the leap. If you make the leap, then you take the leap.
Yeah, there you go. And Ramnath, you talk about technology transformation. How does one accelerate that?
You know, accelerating has to be a very deliberate strategy, Dave. It's not something that you can. It's not flipping the switch and turning the light on. It's a dial, and that dial that you move has to be very deliberate. And there are really three fundamental steps that you need. One is replatform, which means I move your application estate to be more nimble, agile, flexible, as you take loads onto the cloud and create an environment, whether it's hybrid cloud, whether it's a multi-cloud environment, depending on what's right for you and your organization. Create that replatforming muscle, which is the foundational layer of what you need to do with technology. Second is reframe. We spoke about flipping. We spoke about really changing the mindset from keeping the lights on to a growth mindset. You need to have a very deliberate strategy for doing that. You need to think about, if I'm spending $100, am I spending that $100 in the right place? If I'm spending $70 to just keep my business on and only $30 to drive growth, then that's not the right approach. How do I think about flipping that 70-30 to 30-70 and creating a growth mindset? And third is reach, which is really expanding the coverage of embracing technology, not just to the CIO or the technology side of my organization, but by creating a digital worker across the entire organization, because every business, every part of every business is now a digital business which needs to embrace technology. So three steps: replatform, reframe, and expand reach. So the three R's are really the best way to encapsulate the steps that you need to take.
And no doubt, I'm guessing that the COVID-19 pandemic has most certainly accelerated the rate of tech adoption for those smart companies.
And not just accelerated, I have not seen the rate of technology adoption change at the pace at which it's changed in the last 24 months. Mm-hmm. It's always accelerated, but the pace of acceleration has actually, if I can even say that, it's accelerated even further. So I would say that absolutely yes, but it's also created means with a lot of avenues for even organizations that didn't have the big capital budgets to invest to take the leap, because there is a nimbler, a more agile mindset with more consumption-based opportunities with the cloud that organizations can leverage. So it's also changed the paradigm of saying, I need to make a very large capital investment to make this transformation, to say, no, I don't need to do that, but I need to be very deliberate. Think about how I want to make this, how I want to make these investments. Now there is enough opportunity and agility and flexibility in the environment for me to leverage something that's already out there and drag and drop to my customized needs and create something that's going to help me drive growth. So it's not just acceleration of technology, Dave, but also the means to access that technology has changed quite rapidly.
Very true. And Ramnath, I'm assuming in your report, Make the Leap, Take the Lead, you discovered that those investments that made significant strides during the pandemic were in fact enough to leapfrog many of their peer companies, were they not?
Oh, no doubt about it. Whether it's in emerging technology, whether it's in AI and automation, whether it's in cloud, like I've said multiple times, mm-hmm. or leveraging the power of data, it's come true multiple times over.
And of course, they can't just sit idly by now, even if they have been able to leapfrog some of those laggards, as you refer. But I'm guessing that there's got to be some key trends that businesses, our folks listening, will need to address in the next few years. I mean, you can't just say, well, we survived this pandemic, hopefully. Now what?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't, if you've just survived and kept your head above water, that's not going to help you get to the next destination that you want to get to.
True.
So you need to be very deliberate about, I said in the past, earlier, you need to be very deliberate about your approach on how you're going to do this. Take the Dial example. You need to replatform. You need to reframe your spend. And you need to expand your reach. The good news is the opportunity exists. It's not winner takes all. The environment is providing you with enough opportunities to really make the leap and take the leap. And that's really how organizations need to think about it in a more structured manner.
And what a very good point that is, because companies, especially those at the decision-making level, have to be able to say, all right, we've survived, but we can't just be happy with that. We've got to take those leaps. And in years to come, whether it be 2 or 3 years, 5 or 10 years, they still need to address various concerns and work on the key trends for their business to continue to grow properly.
So couldn't agree with you more. Maybe one other element that I would add is it needs to be very, very top down. It needs to be CEO driven, because technology is at the CEO table now, firmly at the CEO table. And that's how it needs to be thought of as you look at leveraging technology, not to sustain your engine, but to really drive growth. As if it's a moving train, it's not just accelerating, but you're adding more wagons to the back, which means you're growing and you're continuing to accelerate your business.
Oh, great analogy. It makes perfect sense. And if you don't stop to think about that, then you're not going to grow your business. So by all means, pay attention to what Ramnath is saying and take it from there. Where can our audience find more information?
Great question, Dave. You can go to www.accenture.com/take-the-lead, where you can get a wealth of information on the report. It gives you enough nuggets, more stories about organizations that have done really well and leverage the power of technology. And I'm sure that'll give your readers and listeners a little more of an insight on what more they can do.
Terrific. Again, that's Accenture.com/take-the-lead. So you should make the leap and take the lead. We'll, of course, link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Ramnath, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. Great information. We look forward to chatting with you again soon. Keep these reports coming because it's a wealth of information for a lot of people.
Thank you, Dave. Loved chatting with you.
It was our pleasure, by all means. Accenture.com/take-the-lead. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow. Stay tuned right here on the Advanced Media Network.